And I know Big Fat is now holding his head as I am speaking about his competition when he asked us to find out how much money he saved last year in 2010 using coupons.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Holding his head.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 924 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 16th of August 2011, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, we've got voice letters and Big Freddy, there's some surprises. Hello, train wreckers. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is going to be a train wreck today, so hold on tight, you train wreckers out there, dear Gussie, because Big Fatty always drives the train right off the track. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing new there. Move forward. Monday was a busy day at the coal mine. Old Veda and Larry Clyde were back, and y'all, they spent most of the day catching up on e-letters, I believe. But there was a we were back to full strength, y'all. We had a full staff, full strength. So anyway, and y'all, you can tell we are just getting through the speaking of full strength, y'all, we're just getting through the full moon, because y'all, and speaking of train wreckers, y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon posted something over at the BFO, and y'all, I'm just gonna go over here and read it to you, because y'all, if nothing else, that had him, who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show. Y'all, you know how he just loves when people read to him. So y'all, I'm over here at the BFO, and y'all, now she is commenting on yesterday's on the Monday show, and y'all, here's what she wrote. She wrote, "When I worked at the Millstone, we served a lot of lemon meringue pie. I didn't like it. I was more of a French silk. Anyway, my mother used to make something with that fluffy topping, and when she made it, it sealed the deal for me. She used to always put it in the oven to frost the tips of the peaks. Anyway, I was grossed out that the white fluffy stuff was egg whites beaten. Yuck, no! Give me a tube of raw cookie dough and I can eat it until my belly aches. Speaking of belly aches, try some Pilates. Mercy." Now, y'all, I don't know about y'all, but y'all, I didn't comment at first because I'm thinking, you know, because, you know, Big Fatty's old. Big Fatty's old, and, you know, y'all, sometimes I forget about what I talk about on the little show. But, y'all, I said, well, let me go and listen again and see if I can figure out what she's talking about. Y'all, I listened again. I still don't have any idea. Y'all, batshit crazy. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say. Y'all, I don't understand the connection there at all. At all. But anyway. So, y'all, one of the things I did do on Monday was I made a special little trip to the P.O. Box.
Make a wish, Christian, dream a dream, Christian, rest your heart, send your wish, will come true.
You'd think that we were having the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal this week, the way the gift debts and the cards and all have just been flowing in. But y'all, by the way, I did confirm that the cone nuts were from my youngest daughter, Nessa. Y'all, she's just as sweet as she can be, and y'all, I took a back of them. Big Freddy. I took a bag of them into the to the coal mine. Today, y'all ate the whole bag, and y'all, my tummy's a little, because y'all, you probably shouldn't eat a whole bag of those at one time. Now, I know there are those who would disagree, but, anyway, y'all, the first thing I've got here is a card, and y'all, it is from Colorado, and I believe I know who this is from, but I'm going to reserve, dear Gussie. I'm going to reserve comment until I can verify it here. And y'all, the picture of the card is a nicely tanned gentleman with an enormous penis. And y'all, if my guess is correct, this card is from someone with an enormous penis. And y'all, it says "Happy Birthday from the Hammer." Y'all, that is not the same thing as the Impaler. And that is not who this is from. But y'all, it's lovely. It's lovely. Y'all, it may be from the Kim Beaver collection, but y'all, I'm admiring this. And y'all, then you open it up and it says BFO. Hope you get nailed. Ah, get it? Happy birthday from the Hammer. Hope you get nailed. Big Freddy. That is vulgar. We know who it's from. And y'all, sure enough, it is exactly who I thought it was from. It says, "Hee hee, evil laugh. Sorry I'm late. I'm a bad number two fan. Womp wah. Hope you get nailed like a piece of plywood over a window during hurricane season. Hugs and cheers, KC and Denver, dear Gussie." And y'all, it is from the Kim Beaver collection, y'all. It's one of those Big Daddy cards. So, and y'all, this is a Big Daddy. That's all I got to say. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you love some Big Daddies. So, Casey, thank you so much. And you know, it's not a matter of when it shows up. It's not even a matter of sending anything. It's just thank you so much for listening and being a number two fan. Big Freddy, that's when you say it just sounds vulgar. Now, y'all, there was also a package in the P.O. box. And y'all, this one is from Melissa the Confused out there in San Bernardino, California. And y'all, let's just open it up. And oh, there's a card in here. And y'all, let's look at the card. Let's see what it says. Oh, dear gosh, dear gosh. Oh, there's a kitty cat sticker on the back of the card. Oh, dear. It is not. Y'all, I am happy to report that Melissa the Confused did not buy a Big Daddy card. But y'all, it is a nice, muscly young man with shaggy hair. In his gym shorts, and that's it. And his sunglasses, he does have that on. Y'all, he is in the gymnasium, one of those places that Big Fatty does not know very much about. And it says, "A birthday quiz." And y'all, then you open it up, and it says, "What color is his gym bag?" Big Fatty, did it even have a gym bag? If you said he had a gym bag, then you're as young as ever. Big Fatty, I'm young as ever. Y'all, and then Melissa the Confused writes, "I hope you have a wonderful year, Big Fatty. I can't wait to see you in Vegas. Since I will be coming in early Thursday, please let me know if there's anything I can bring for the podcast suite. Drink cups, ice, chest, coolers, etc. I love you, and happy birthday, Melissa the Confused." And then she says, "I'm sorry this arrived late. It was returned to me for no known reason. I hope round number two is more successful." Y'all, round number two was very successful. So, Melissa the Confused, thank you so much for the lovely card. And y'all, by the way, just for clarification, the gem bag is blue. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then there's something else in here, and I'm not sure what it is. And well, y'all, oh, dear God, I see. Y'all, it is bacon chocolate. It is Moe's. Big Freddy, it sounds vulgar when you say it. It's Moe's Bacon Bar. Y'all, is it, oh. Well, it's kind of melted. I'll have to put it in the refrigerator. So, oh, poor Big Freddy. Well, of course it is chocolate, and it is August. So, but y'all, it is in a hermetically sealed envelope, so it's good. It's applewood smoked bacon, alderwood smoked salt, and deep milk chocolate. Y'all, with 45% cacao. Yes, Big Fatty. And Melissa the Confused, I will put this in the refrigerator, and we'll have a little nibble-nabble on it. Yes, Big Fatty, a nibble-nabble. That sounds just lovely, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure why that would have been returned to you, because it is addressed to Big Fatty, and, you know, I don't know. It appears to be addressed properly. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty, move forward!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. Hurry. 6 Sunday for Susanna, because I had surgery today. Woohoo, go team. So to get my nose job done, a couple of other miscellaneous things done, and I sound like shit. And of course, I went against Sasha's orders, and I ate ice cream, and I just had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Crunchy peanut butter, no less. So that just went down real well. But I apologize that I missed your birthday. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And this is what happens when I listen to podcasts a couple of days behind. I'm not as bad as Rebel Redhead. Hi, Tom. I am a couple of podcasts behind. So I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you got everything that you wanted. And I hope you made a good one. Take care. Love you.
Dear,
bye.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Princess Hannah. Y'all, I couldn't understand what the hell she was saying. Y'all, I had to go back and listen a couple of times because the first time it was just like, and then I felt bad because that's what I heard. But y'all, evidently that procedure she had was a nose job and something else. And y'all, that's what you sound like. And y'all, there was something in there about having ice cream and crunchy peanut butter and the ramble read heed and being behind on podcasts. But anyway, Princess Anna, I hope you're doing just lovely. Lovely, and that you are out of the hospitalito, which of course is Mexican for hospitalito. Big Honey, you just made that word up. That's not a word. Imagine that. But anyway, thank you, Princess Hannah, for thinking of Big Fatty in your time of impaired speech. Big Fatty, be nice. You have impaired speech every day. So anyway, but y'all, can you just imagine if Big Fatty had a nose job, and then I did the little show, and it was yeah. Y'all, I just can't imagine, and I'm not making fun of Princess Hannah, but y'all, all I can think of is Big Fatty trying to do it with the restrictions on your voice and your sounds and everything, just like Princess Hannah was there. But anyway, move forward, Big Fatty, before you get yourself in more trouble. Yes?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Town Hoy. Sorry I called late for your happy birthday, double nickel birthday. I think I got that right. Anyway, I'm calling in the rain, where I can get a signal, just because I care. And I hope you had a wonderful birthday, and I hope the horror weekend goes well. Anyway, take care. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Kyle out there in the Hawaiian. And y'all, I don't know if y'all have ever seen pictures. If you've ever seen pictures of the Kyle in the Hawaiian, but y'all, he is a little delicious, just delicious little thing. And y'all, he's just as sweet looking as he can be. And y'all, it's Big Fatty's observation that he enjoys the company of older gentlemen, which of course Big Fatty is one of those. And Kyle, you are correct. You are correct in that Big Fatty is the double nickels now. In fact, I'm double nickels in a day. And Big Fatty, you're double nickels in a week, not a day. Move forward. So, anyway, but y'all, Kyle, thank you so much. And y'all, you know, those Hawaiians, you know, they're always running around half naked. Y'all, we've just got to find a way to get the pants off. And y'all, the fact that he was standing outside in the rain to call Big Fatty, y'all, that just, it makes him moist and it makes Big Fatty moist. Big Fatty, you're embarrassing the boy. Please, move forward.
Hello, home poopers. Have a good week. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Home poopers? Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I believe that, y'all, that was at Hat M. I believe that was at Hat M calling from Mexico, and y'all, I believe he called the wrong show. I think he was trying to call that Limit Up Little Show, because y'all, that is the epicenter. The epicenter of home poopers. Where the hell did you come up with that? But Hat M, thank you so much for misdialing and calling the BFO. And y'all, speaking of the Live It Up, y'all, did you hear this?
This is a Fox Booze update.
August 10th, 2011, a date that will live in infamy. That's the day that international internet celebrity Big Fatty, who celebrates his 55th birthday today, announced he was calling it quits with his gentleman callers and choosing a life of chastity. The proprietor and celebrity of BigFattyOnline.com made this shocking revelation in a news conference earlier today. The Fat One had this to say.
And you've heard me talk numerous times on the Little Show about gentlemen callers. And y'all, I've been doing this for 27 years, and I decided on Monday that I wasn't going to do it anymore. I'm just going to finish out. 2011 is going to be my last year of doing that. And so, y'all, I'm just going to give it up and wish them good luck. Because, you know, y'all, sometimes you just have to be uninvolved to be appreciated. And, y'all, and that's not to say that I'm great at what I do, but I have a feeling I will miss them. I know that they will miss me much more than I will miss them. So there you have it.
The announcement has sent shockwaves around the world and has even incited riots in and around London, including Nottinghamshire, home place of the Fat One's straight boyfriend, Nott. Meanwhile, Fox Booze managed to catch up with the Fat One's youngest daughter, Nessa, who had these strong words to say about her fatty daddy.
My fatty daddy, Big Fatty, has requested that I say, cunt, the C-bomb, see you next Tuesday. Giggle cunt, giggle cunt, giggle cunt.
How will the world go on? Will coupons and trips to the P.O. box be enough to fill the void? Only time will tell. I'm Wes Stone for Fox Booze.
This has been a Fox Booze update.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me just say I had to shorten that for time, but y'all, if you want to hear the whole story, and that is the rest of, I don't know what the fuck it's called. Y'all go over there to the Live It Up Little Show and listen to the whole thing. It's over there. It will only take you about an hour and a half to listen to all of it, but anyway. Head on over there. So, y'all, I want to thank somebody for suggesting train wreckers today. Y'all, I'm to the point where I'm not going to say who suggested these things because, y'all, quite frankly, I just can't remember anything like that. And I can remember that it's not going to be home poopers, though, right, Adam?
Holding his head.
You hold your head while you poop? Dear Gussie.
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.